Magic 95.9, back live in the studio with Tommy Davidson, DC's own.
Yep.
Tommy Davidson.
Made it through. Made it through. Got us a rainy day, but that's all right. You know, if I wasn't here, I wouldn't know it was raining.
So what is your process? Do you write down your jokes?
Nah, you know what? I perform and then write. See, I'm lucky because I just got asked to do comedy. That wasn't what I was intending on doing.
No kidding.
Yeah, a friend of mine said, you can do it. I think you can do it. Invited me to a club. I got on stage and it worked. So I go on stage and let it go. And then I come back and write down what I did.
When did you realize you could do impressions?
Well, the principal told me. You know, by the time I got down to his office, he's like, oh, so you the one with the impressions? I said, I guess so. Three people told me. You, the hall monitor, and my teacher.
Do Sammy Davis.
Well, Obama's one of my favorites.
Obama's a good one. I haven't heard Obama.
Well, because he's gone a lot, and he's out of the country. But he can take something very simple like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and make it sound important. You got Tony the Tiger, who is a very active tiger with children. And you take that, you take the cereal, you take him, and it's great.
Do you practice these imitations in the mirror? Or?
I make a decision to learn something, and then the universe just brings it to me.
I see.
Yeah, like the next one I think I'm gonna mess around with is Denzel. I don't do Denzel yet, but I got like a computer. If I decide I'm gonna do it, then I just start hearing them.
Now, you know, there was some talk about bringing in Living Color back. Whatever happened to that?
They paid us for it and never called us back. Not saying that it's not gonna go, because anybody can give you no money for nothing, so we're gonna have to see. You know, we all been waiting.
It just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, but we're down. People want to see it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, can you give me a little Telemundo?
Well, Telemundo is Sábado y Friday with Tommy Davidson doing the comedy, making you ja-ja-ja and laughing all weekend.
It sounds like you're speaking Spanish, Stan.
Well, you know, black folks, we live with everybody. I mean, I think we the most eclectic Americans. Koreans move in, they move next to us. Indians move in, they move next to us.
We get along
Spanish
with everybody.
People move in, they move next to us. We the United Nations.
That's very true. Who are your influences coming along? I mean, other than the obvious, like Richard Pryor.
Right, right. I actually was influenced by music. So, you know, I was a Jackson 5 fan, Eddie Kendricks. You know, I go way back, Donny Hathaway, Earth, Wind & Fire.
I remember you doing a funny Mike McDonald impersonation. That was
you don't know me, but I'm your brother.
I can't do that too much no more. You see me coughing.
Yeah, I understand.
Gotta reach deep for that one.
I know I'm putting you on the spot by asking you.
Oh, it's all good. That's what I do.
That's exactly what I do.
As a matter of fact, when I saw the Jackson 5 here in 70 at the Baltimore Civic Center, and Eddie Kendricks was the headliner.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was. They was just some kids that had just came out, and Eddie Kendricks had Keep On Trucking.
Right, Boogie Down and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
so those was his hits. And Jackson 5 was opening for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't look old enough to remember something like that.
That's, yeah, well, that's... I am. Anybody who remember A-Trax is old.
Oh, not the A-Track era.
Oh, you know that. You
we were too hip with them A-Tracks, bro.
You got to wait a couple seconds before the next song.
Yeah, the change track.
Yeah,
and everything.
Clack, clack.
Then the next song will fade in.
It's like changing a bullet out of chamber.
Oh, man, it is so good to talk to you. We needed a laugh today. And you're appearing tonight and tomorrow night, two shows, Baltimore Comedy Factory Outlet.
There you
and
go.
Anything we need to look for in the coming month or year?
Yes, you do. A Black Dynamite, the cartoon I have on Adult Swim, is now picked up for a second season.
Oh, wonderful.
So check that out. And I also got a cable special on Showtime called Chocolate Sunday, hosted by me.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of good comics, a lot of good sketches.
That's the thing where you keep it clean, that you wanted to keep it a little bit on
yeah,
the awesome
I can
side.
I can go both ways, man. That ain't sound right.
Take two. All right, Tommy, you're a good brother. We appreciate you coming over here, because some of these guys come through town and don't get a second to stop by and see us fellas down here in the trenches.
Yeah.
So we appreciate.
No, there you go. A lot of those guys don't last neither. I've been around here doing this on the highest level for 28 years.
That's right.
You know, and a lot of entertainers don't understand that television, radio, and live events all work together. Y'all help us, we help y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, bringing us a little laughter this morning. We'll look for you this weekend downtown, and continued success to you.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Tommy Davidson on Magic 95.9.